You'll get a letter from us, and then you can take that to the people.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
Or you can talk to the sergeant, maybe he'll help you out.
I have a couple temporary badges pocket.
Just remember that Weathersfield needs to get out as soon as he can.
He's gonna jump on the next, but I need a...
Now you got a break?
I could use a 5-minute break.
Okay, and then should we...
Take case 12.
Weathersfield.
I can drop that. I can do case 12. We could do one more?
Do 12, then break.
We can do one more?
All right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, we're taking case number 23689.
Morning.
Would you identify yourself?
Detective Hilchuck, Weathersfield Police Department.
And spell your name?
Hilchuck.
Thank you. This is when each party will give a brief statement of their case. So you're up.
All right. 2-9-2023, the appellant applied for a pistol permit in the town of Weathersfield. At that time, I was doing the background checks for that, for the pistol permits. We denied him on suitability due to the extensive history with the appellant.
So would you like to take a brief statement of your case?
I'm just here to defend myself on what the Weathersfield Police Department have for the denial.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Okay, so despite having no current criminal history, the appellant has 14 police encounters with the Weathersfield Police Department. He was arrested 5 times by the Weathersfield Police Department, including several felonies, burglaries, and some failure to appear. He has been involved in a DCF case where a juvenile suffered a serious injury. It says a skull fracture. And the appellant's son just recently was involved in an incident at school where he threatened to shoot up the school. That was almost a year ago in February. Weathersfield Police Department, including myself, you know, think 14 encounters with the police department is unreasonable, despite even going back to, 1999, 2000, early 2000s. However, he was pardoned. But they're still serious charges. They were burglaries. These weren't shopliftings. And then the most recent event with his son threatening to shoot up the school, there were no charges pressed. However, the school handled it. I wasn't advised about that. I do not do juvenile matters. However, I think that's pretty concerning, stating that the appellant wrote in his thing that he wanted to teach his kids how to hunt. I don't know if that kid is involved in that, but being the state of Connecticut and having one of the worst school shootings in history, it's pretty concerning.
The pardon was in December of 2021?
I believe so.
Is there any activity other than this?
To this day, no.
Do you have questions you'd like to ask him?
Yeah, when I got denied, it just said extensive criminal history, and I went for a pardon. I've been a homeowner for 8 years in the town of Weathersfield.
Question for him, specific about his testimony. You'll have your chance to tell us why it's suitable. If you have any questions, very specific.
No.
Questions from the board? Excuse me, today I cannot talk. Were you involved in any of these activities that were pardoned?
No.
Any other questions from the board?
You're not aware of the incident, then you mentioned that there was a incident with one of his children about a year ago at the school. Any details with that? Like, how old is the student, or what was, you know, was...
So I talked to the...
I'm just looking for a nexus between that and his suitability.
Yep. I believe he was a freshman at the time. I'm not positive, but I believe. And the school resource officer said that there was something to do with a female, and then, you know, he made comments about shooting up the school. They didn't pursue it criminally.
Do you know if he had a gun?
No, nope. They did checks at the house, the residence. I believe he doesn't live. He lives at, I believe, the grandparents' house.
Mullen.
However, still in the town of Weathersfield. That's bare bones. If you ask me, not done right, but...
Your case, sir?
Yes. With that being said, in the statement, this says Nick has special needs. I gave up all my parental rights of my children when I was going through my stint.
I'm sorry, by your fight.
I gave up all my parental rights mm-hmm. for my children, so Nick resides with his grandparents. Doesn't live with me. I've been a homeowner for 8 years in the town of Weathersfield. I submitted some stuff to you guys about the DCF case with my son, who's in the picture that I provided you from my work. I've been in and out of homes helping handicapped and elderly people for over 10 years. I have my elevator license. And I got him a job with me as well to get into the trade. Teaching my kids how to be sportsmen and hunting, Nick wouldn't be included in anything related with firearms, as we all know that. I see him every other weekend, and he wouldn't be involved with firearms. I take him fishing and stuff like that, and he also understands that. We have talks.
How many children do you have?
I have five.
Age?
Ages from 23. My daughter is 19. Johnny is 18, just turned 18. Nick is 15, and Lily's 11. And I grew up hunting and fishing my whole life before my dad passed away in an accident. I can't rabbit hunt with a crossbow or archery. So, I want to go rabbit hunting and pheasant hunting again. I held a hunting license since 1993. I turned my life around completely. I haven't had an incident with any of the Weathersfield Police Department other than them coming around asking what happened down the street with a fire. That's about it. Other than that, no speeding tickets and all, anything. I don't even know any of the police officers anymore in town after one of my friends retired there as a detective. All I can say is that I think I deserve to have my rights back.
When you say back, did you have a permit?
Oh, I didn't have a permit, but I had a hunting license back in the day. And you can have guns back then. I gave them all up. When my dad passed away, I helped my mom pay the mortgage. And he was the guy that helped me get into sports of hunting and fishing. And I never got him back. When he passed away, that's when I spiraled downhill. I paid for my consequences, and I turned my life around for the better. That's all I have to say.
So the pardon was in 2021, and there's no criminal activity since 2021.
No.
Do you have questions, sir?
Nope.
So it looks like the last charge conviction was a larceny 6th back in 2012, is that correct?
Correct.
So it's been like 14 years.
Right.
There was a, in the appellant's questionnaire, there was a, one of the concerns the police department had was one of your son suffered an injury.
Yeah.
And I don't know, were you involved with that and all? I mean, were you there?
No, I was at work. He was probably 2 or 3 years old at the time. He's in the picture with me. And I submit to you guys, he's 23 now.
Oh, so that was like 20,
he was on a big wheel riding in,
like
in the house.
Years, so that occurred 20 years ago?
Though? Yeah, and DCF didn't find any foul play or anything like that.
And you weren't out at the residency?
No. No.
That was one thing I just wanted to ask.
Yeah,
that was in the...
Yep.
I just have a quick question. I think you mentioned in that you were had been sober for 10 years.
Going on 12, yeah.
Was alcohol a problem?
Drugs and alcohol was, yeah. When my dad passed away, I was 30 years old. He was my mentor in life, you know, hunting, fishing, how to be a man, just all that. And it was really hard to see him in an accident, and I took it terribly. But like I said, I turned my life around, got a lot of help, went in the programs, AANA. And right now I'm doing really well. Like I said, I own a house in Weathersfield 8 years. Been with my company that I work for 10, in and out of people's homes every day, and just trying to help people out.
Thank you.
Yeah, obviously there was an incident where your son threatened to shoot up the school, mm-hmm. and he does come visit you periodically,
right.
as you said. Are there any firearms that are accessible to your son when he comes to visit you?
Nope. Nobody has any firearms or anything. If I was granted, they would definitely be, by the rules, safe and all locked up, and he would never have access to those firearms. Not even to go practicing at a range or anything. We, and as a family, we all understand that. So,
okay. Thank you.
Does your son get any sort of therapy or help?
Yes, he does. But like I said, I don't know the extent of it because I relinquished the rights, and he is always with the grandparents, and he's not with me as much as the other kids.
So the grandparents have basically parental rights to them?
For all the rights, yeah. Yeah, I don't have any.
Any other questions from the board? Any final statement you'd like to make?
I'd just like to say that, I'm trying to just get everything back, like I said, all my rights. I write the bullet now, and right to bear arms. Like I said, it's more for the hunting aspect of it, to go hunting and all that. So that's all I have to say.
And do you have any final statement?
Just all the facts and findings, that came about with his background check. The Weathersfield Police Department doesn't believe that he should get a police department.
Does not believe?
Does not.
Summary?
This is a denial by the Weathersfield Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial, the police had concerns with 14 police citizen contacts with the appellant. The appellant had 5 convictions on his record, which were all pardoned in 2021. The last conviction date was larceny 6th in 2012. The police department is also concerned regarding a threat the student, one of his children, had made at the school. The student at the time, I believe, was a freshman. That was a year ago. That child does not live with the appellant. The appellant stated he has been clean and sober for over 12 years.
Thank you. Comments from the board? I'll entertain a motion.
Logan. I just started that end.
Yeah. I like the pressure down there.
Lewis.
That was a good job on the sobriety, and I'll
thank
vote
you
for the appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti?
Appellant.
Dr. Conway?
Appellant.
My vote is appellant.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.